Mr. Chairperson, China congratulates you on your election as Chair Rapporteur of the Working Group. I'm confident that under your leadership, the deliberations of the WG will be fruitful. I would like to thank the Secretariat for its hard work during this difficult time for the success of this session. China supports the WG's continued discussions on the content of an international regulatory framework for PMSE, in accordance with the latest mandate as contained in HRC Resolution 45/16, and looks forward to new consensus and progress at this session. China has always maintained that PMSE should strictly comply with the provisions of international humanitarian law, human rights law, and the domestic laws. China supports stronger regulation over the activities of PMSE in order to avoid violations of IHL and HRL and ensure accountability in case of violations and adequate redress for victims. In terms of specific regulations, states have the primary responsibility to ensure that the activities of companies are legal and compliant, and the fundamental status of relevant domestic laws and policies should be respected. Currently, there are several international processes on the developmental rules for the regulation of PMSE, including the Montreux document and the International Code of Conduct for Private Security Service Providers. China is of the view that these processes should build on and complement each other and jointly facilitate stronger self-discipline and regulation of PMSE in accordance with IHL and HRL. China supports enhancing voluntary regulation of PMSE on the basis of the Montreux document and commends the private security companies of many countries, including China, for signing the International Code of Conduct to exercise self-discipline and participate in the procedures for certification, reporting, monitoring, and assessing performance. China will continue to take an active part in the relevant processes and stands ready to work with all parties for international coordination and cooperation in this regard. In recent years, China has attached greater importance to and stepped up the regulation over the activities of security companies and personnel in accordance with the law, and has endeavored to improve the domestic regulatory legal framework. The State Council has promulgated the regulation on the administration of security services, and the Ministry of Public Security has developed measures for the implementation of the regulations on administration of security service by public security organs, which set out specific provisions on such matters as the qualifications of the establishment of security companies, the code of conduct for security personnel, the supervision of state organs, and the accountability of security companies. Many provinces have also developed regulation for the private security industry and to enable professional services. China will continue to take a constructive part in the discussions on the international regulatory framework for PMSE, strengthen discussions and exchange with all parties, share good practices, actively search solutions to such problems as inadequate regulation, lack of accountability, and distribute the responsibilities of all parties, including the contracting state, territorial state, state of registration, and home state in a fair and reasonable manner. China looks forward to reaching a consensus to the greatest extent possible by taking on board the views of all parties in an objective, balanced, and extensive way so that a sound international regulatory framework will be established at an early date. Thank you, Chair.